Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
So we've been trying to... Do you know what? It feels... Do you remember Mona McSherry winning... Was it a bronze in the swimming?
It wasn't, DJ.
The fast swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I do.
That was like 50 years ago, Mona McSherry. That was a historic... Literally, it was ancient history, Mona winning that medal. It feels like that long ago.
It feels like it was in the Tokyo Olympics, not the Paris Olympics.
It was the Paris Olympics, yeah. You should be forgiven for forgetting that. That was a very recent thing, Mona winning the medal. Because you've had Whiffen since. Reese McClenahan.
Yeah.
The rowers.
Binton.
Are we counting that as one win?
Well, there were two different rowers, two different boats.
Oh, two different.
So at least two different wins.
Two different wins there.
Yeah.
So two there, Mona, Reese. That were on four then. Oh, of course, the Casey. You'd be forgiven for misremembering Katie Taylor winning medals in the Olympics. Do you know that?
Right, yeah.
Wasn't Paris, though. According to my sheet here. Kelly Harrington. Who am I forgetting?
Oh,
new dose.
Spot.
This is it. This is
two bunches of rowers.
This
Whiffen.
Is gross.
Mona.
Gross disrespect.
Reese McClenahan in the gymnast. Oh.
Come on, you got this.
I know, I should have this.
Come on, you got this. I just ring. I just ring over.
Please
do. I see who's over there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Joe should be over there.
It's awful stuff.
Disgraceful, carry on. Joe's actually over. What's Joe's second name?
Caulfield.
Joe Caulfield, of course.
Hello.
Hello, is that Joe?
It is indeed.
Hello, sir. Ray Foley over in Today FM. How are you?
Ray Foley, good afternoon to you. How are you keeping?
I'm good, man. Listen, you're in the thick of it at the moment, are you?
I absolutely am. I'm a privileged man. I'm here on Dublin's O'Connell Street myself. And over 20,000 baying Irish fans who are celebrating this Olympic team have just arrived home after the most successful Olympic Games of all time. And the atmosphere is just out of this world.
I'd say, well, 20,000. I've seen little clips or little glimpses of it on screen, but it doesn't convey a crowd of that scale. It's absolutely massive, Joe.
Unbelievable. So the whole of O'Connell Street is taken over. Like, we're in a small little kind of stage area here where the Olympians are now. So Daniel Whiffen, Reese McClenahan, Mona McSherry, they've all just taken the stage. They're being interviewed. And I mean, when they come up on stage, the roar would knock you back. It is absolutely unbelievable. I've been talking to people all morning. There's kids here. There's parents here. There's older people here. And more so than anything else, like, what everybody's saying is that this team is so inspirational. They're such great ambassadors for Ireland. Like, of course, the success is unbelievable, but they're a very likable group of people as well, and they've inspired so many young people to get into athletics. And please God, this is just the start of more great things to come.
Yeah. In terms of on stage, do they get to say anything? Do they? They've just turned on to the FM. In terms of honesty, do they get to say anything? Do they get to say a few words? Has there been has any of them been funny or said something smart?
Yeah, funny enough, actually, Sophie Becker, I was chatting to her beforehand and she was interviewed and she said, you know, you don't really know what to expect from a homecoming. She was like, it's like your birthday party. You're just hoping people will show up. And she was just absolutely blown away by this many people. Sure, like, it's unbelievable. I was chatting to Daniel Whiffen, who unfortunately couldn't be the flag bearer at the closing ceremony yesterday because he had a bug, but he was saying he wouldn't miss this for the world. And then, you know, he got it because he's not feeling great still, but he was like, look, you'll forget all about that when you see this many people here cheering your name.
And did he say what the bug was?
He hasn't, no.
Right.
He was like, what he did say was, he's like, the Sen got me in the end. So it's probably something to do with that.
Poopy poopy bum bum. You have it now, Joe. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, Ray. Hey, do you know something? Catch something off Daniel Whiffen. There could be something there. I might start swimming like a fish. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, do you know what? You could do worse, I suppose. You could do worse.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
How much longer is it expected to go on for? I guess we're nearly at the end of it now, are we?
Yeah, so like they're kind of taking them up in groups, and I'd say there might be another maybe kind of 15, another group of 15 to do, and that'll be it. But do you know something? It'll be a while before this crowd disperses because, as I said, there's just so many people. The atmosphere is unbelievable as well. like, to come to a thing where it's an outpouring of joy and pride, you know, it really is an amazing thing to be part of. And the gods, the weather gods are playing their part. Yeah. It's a beautiful day here in Dublin. Like, it really is a kind of a moment in history, and I'm quite privileged to be here.
Yeah.
Joe, even amongst a bunch of winners and crowd favourites, there's got to be one favourite. Has anyone got the biggest cheer so far?
I mean, Kelly Harrington got a pretty big cheer. I'm not going to lie to you, right? And she was great, and they played great after, and they interviewed herself and her coach, Zor, and they were talking about doing the jig and the ring and all that sort of thing. And again, what they said was, look, you gotta take these moments when they come. You got to enjoy them, and you got to make the most of them. And that's what they did over there, and that's what they're doing. And I'd imagine these celebrations will go long into the night.
Oh, cool. Dublin's very much in party mode. And like you said, the sun is splitting the stones this afternoon, and everyone's out for the night now by the looks of things.
Joe, I'd imagine so.
You're coming back to work, though, right? Just to be clear.
I am,
asked us, the head of news, he said, listen, make sure Joe comes back because he's going to go
there's a lot of people ahead of me here. It might take me a little while to get
there's
home,
a throng heading over towards the south side. Yeah, it might slow you down at each pub along the way. Joe Caulfield, thanks so much for taking the comment. Enjoy
thanks
it.
A million, guys.
Drink it in. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.